With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Biden is refusing to give up on the idea of peace in the Middle East. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president was asked if it's realistic to pursue a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas with the recent violence and ongoing military action.
If I ever said it's not realistic, we might as well leave. A lot of things don't look realistic until we get them done. We have to keep at it.
Speaking at the start of a cabinet meeting, Mr. Biden said his administration is working to make sure the people in northern Israel and southern Lebanon are able to safely return to their homes. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hezbollah confirms the death of a military commander.
The Israeli military said it killed the leader of Hezbollah's elite Radwan forces unit, Ibrahim Aqil, in one of the deadliest strikes in Beirut in years. The strike flattened two apartment buildings in a densely populated neighborhood in Beirut's southern suburbs, and the death toll is mounting as people are still searching for bodies trapped under the rubble. The strike comes a day after Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah vowed to retaliate after 2 days of explosions that targeted Hezbollah's pagers and walkie-talkie devices across the country. Those attacks and the strike have heightened fears across Lebanon that over 11 months of strikes between Hezbollah and Israel could now scale up into all-out war.
That's correspondent Karim Chayeb reporting from Beirut. Authorities say a judge in a rural Kentucky county was shot and killed at the local courthouse on Thursday. The local sheriff was charged in the shocking slaying. The governor said the judge was fatally shot in the chambers, and police said the sheriff opened fire following the argument. State police say District Judge Kevin Mullins was hit multiple times in the shooting. The judge was pronounced dead at the scene. The preliminary investigation indicates that Letcher County Sheriff Sean M. Steins was taken into custody at the scene without incident and charged with murder. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A warning from a Catholic priest. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Calvin Robinson used to lead a parish in his native England, but he recently moved to the U.S. and brings a dire admonition for this country. Pastor Robinson tells the Christian Post, quote, "Please don't do what we did. Don't just sit back and let the liberals deteriorate the rest of everything that you know and love." He says faith has collapsed in the United Kingdom, and now society itself is collapsing. Less than half the population calls itself Christian, and nearly 40% have no faith at all in the U.K. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attack on a church. Authorities say a man used construction equipment to damage a sculpture that had stood for 25 years outside St. Louis Cathedral Basilica. It wasn't immediately clear whether the sculpture can be saved. Police have arrested a 35-year-old suspect whom they say also fired a gunshot into an unoccupied car. The Angel of Harmony, which stood 14 feet tall, depicted an angel protecting three children of various races. This is SRN News. A gray cat went on his biggest adventure alone, traveling hundreds of miles. Correspondent Jennifer King reports on a lost cat's two-month, 900-mile journey home.
Benny and Suzanne Angiano are pondering a mystery. How did their cat make it nearly 900 miles from Wyoming to Roseville, California? In June, the couple brought their two cats on an RV trip from Salinas, California to Yellowstone National Park. Rainbow, a gray, slightly cross-eyed Siamese mix, was startled by something and ran into the nearby trees.
The tightness of the leash on the collar broke the collar away when he landed.
The couple looked for days before they had to leave.
You just don't leave your kid. I mean, even though he's a cat, he's my baby.
2 months later, they got word from a microchip company that their cat was found on the street and brought into the SPCA in Roseville outside Sacramento. A little the worse for wear. I'm Jennifer King.
You'll find more details and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.